All right, we're going to reconvene, and and now do I have, now would this be an, do we,
motion.
All right, so.
Motion to add.
Motion, I have a motion to add from Martha.
Yes, I would like us to add to unallocated revenues the sum of 100, and I'll explain, this is not magic, but the number is $108,640. And then
right.
to including applying that $75,000 of that to reduce the tax levy and the balance to go into our fund balance. And I'll explain.
To is $75,000 does that bring it to
three? Does that bring the tax levy to three?
$2.91.
How is that possible? Because when Jim did the contingent fund thing for $80,000, it only got it to 2.99. So.
Okay, I have to.
Martha, I would.
All right. While you're figuring it out, let me explain that. AES Cayuga is.
I'm sorry. Can I get a second?
Yes.
Michael, can we go there seconds? Go
AES
ahead.
AES Cayuga negotiated with us a payment in lieu of taxes through the IDA. That hasn't been completely buttoned up, but we expect to vote on that within a week. The IDA will vote on it within a week. The calculation of increased taxes to the county will be $108,640 for 2009. And I checked with Steve over the weekend, and then we just checked with Norma, and that had not been put into the budget in any place heretofore. So that's where this comes from.
Question.
Okay. Yeah, Frank.
Martha, say the numbers again. $108,000.
And $108,640.
And how will it be allocated?
So
how much going against the tax rate, and how much going into fund balance?
Between 75 and 80.
I would say just 80 because when Jim did his motion, it got it to 2.99. So I mean that's my suggestion.
So 80,000 to the reduce the tax levy, and that makes a 28,640, a whopping 28,640 onto the fund balance.
I'd like to move an amendment.
Okay.
I'd like to amend that the whole $108,000 goes into fund balance.
Second.
All right. Okay. And any discussion on that? All right. All those in favor of this amendment, please raise your hands. All right. 1, 2, 3, 4, and opposed. All right. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8.
Good point.
What?
Huh? What?
It's not what?
Oh, can we voting?
Okay. All right. Yeah. So that fails. So we're back on the original motion. Steve, do you have additional information?
Yeah. We're just having a little discussion over here.
Yeah.
It's a 2009 assessment roll that will be changed. Mm-hmm. Therefore, the impact will be the subsequent year.
2010.
Yeah. So that's the problem.
So we're spending it before we get it.
You're spending it a whole year.
My apologies, Martha, because I'm just looking at the spreadsheet that we were working from, and the bottom line adjustment shows up in 2009. Assessment year, but that's inappropriate. It really should be in the subsequent year.
Mr. Chairman?
Yes.
Okay, I withdraw my motion.
All right. Okay, Mike?
My motion stands. I'd like to call the question.
Oh, wait, what is
it? 3.21.
Oh. Okay, all right. All right, so did I have a second?
We had one before we left the room, but I can read the numbers off.
All right.
The numbers would...
Yeah, go ahead.
There's three blanks in your resolutions in front of you. Then the first number would be $36,917,643. The second blank would be a tax levy increase of 3.21%. The third blank would be, instead of tax rate increase, it would read tax rate decrease of 13.4%.
The dollar amount would be 36,917,645.
Oh, 645, off by $2.
Yes.
Catastrophic.
Yes.
Mike, what does that translate into a change per thousand?
I think we got handed that just a minute ago in our
Is that the number on the left, the 594?
Yeah.
Change to 100,000 out of home is 9160.
Say again?
For a $100,000 home is 9160 decrease in the tax rate.
No, in taxes, actual dollars paid.
It's a negative number.
Tax rate per thousand is 2 more cents per thousand. That's on line 21 of our general revenue summary.
All right. So you called the question.
Yeah.
And do we need to vote on the call to question?
Yes, well,
wait,
we do. Right?
Excuse me. Mike, looking at the top column there, that's compared to Steve Witcher's budget. That's not compared to last year.
92 cents less.
92 cents less.
92 cent reduction per thousand.
Per thousand. So that compared to 2008, the tax rate.
Oh, I see. Yep, you're right.
Tax rate is 92 cents less.
The numbers I gave in the resolution are correct. The piece of information that Frank had, Steve is correct in answering it.
It's in here.
The tax rate is changing from 6.86 per thousand to 5.94 per thousand.
Correct.
All right. Who seconded the call to question? I'm sorry. That was Carol, I believe. All right. So all those. Martha, did you
second.
All right, Leslin seconds to call the question. All those in favor of calling the question, please raise your hands. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. All right, and oppose? 1, 2. Is that right? I know what
you missed. Mike for
you lose.
Oh, I missed Mike's signal for yes. Okay, so that was 11 ayes, 3 noes. Three noes. Two noes, you're right. All right, all those in favor of the resolution to... all those in favor of the resolution. All right, okay.
Can you be more specific?
Yes, which...
Can you
which,
also, excuse me, yeah. Could you just explain what the impact will be if we adopt this, if we recommend this now?
Mm-hmm. All right. Okay, so the resolution is for a total tax levy amount of $36,917,643.
$45.
Sorry. And with a approximate tax levy increase of 3.21% and a tax rate decrease of 13.4%. Okay, and what this does is it adopts a tentative budget.
Recommended
budget. We'll have a public hearing about it, at least in this resolution, if this passes, on November 10th. And then there will be a November 10th, and then there will be, and then we'll vote on the full budget. You know? Am I wrong?
You're correct. You've missed out that tomorrow night we'll vote on accepting the recommendation.
Oh, I'm sorry. Oh, right. And sorry. That's the crucial point. We'll be voting on this tomorrow. Yes, at the legislature. And if we pass it in the legislature, then it will do the things that I had mentioned. A public hearing on November 10th, and then a final decision in, I forget the
November
date.
18th.
November 18th. All right.
Can we get a roll call vote?
Okay, yeah. All right.
Mr. Burbank?
No.
Ms. Chalk?
Yes.
Mr. Dennis?
No.
Ms. Herrera?
Yes.
Ms. Kiefer?
Yes.
Mr. Kaplikalar?
Yes.
Ms. McAsee?
Yes.
Mrs. McBean-Claiborne?
No.
Mr. Proto?
No.
Ms. Robertson?
Yes.
Mr. Shinagawa?
It's not
3%. Yeah, I would say no.
Mr. Sigler?
No.
Mr. Stevenson?
No.
Six ayes, seven noes.
Okay. Julie?
I would like it to be recorded that I voted for this not because I support it, but because it's better than the county administrator's recommended budget, in my opinion.
What did that fail by? Can you announce the vote again?
It failed 6 to 7.
Thank you very much.
All right, Mike? I'd like to revisit the last vote before this of moving some funds from our fund balance to the...
You mean from contingency?
I actually mean fund balance.
Oh, you mean fund balance. Okay.
From fund balance to our decreasing our tax levy, and that would be in the amount of $80,000.
All right, do I have a second? Seconded by Greg Stevenson. Yes, Kathy?
Can you just explain to me what it is you're proposing and why?
Proposing to try to attain the 3% tax levy target. And indeed, it is compromising our fund balance, but I think the overall goal of having more broad support for this entire budget before we go to public hearing is a useful one. And if indeed the public clamors that we're not prepared enough for the eventual tidal wave that comes in December, we can seek to make an adjustment.
Jim?
I would support that if it were the contingency fund, not the fund balance.
Would you like to move to make it?
Yes, I would like to move to amend that to the contingency fund.
All right. And Carol, seconded by Carol. Any discussion? Okay. With that, all those in favor of the amendment to move $80,000 of contingency fund money to reduce the levy to 2.99%, please raise your hands. One, sorry. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. All right. And opposed. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. And that passes 8-5.
Now the main motion.
All right. And now it is now the main motion. All right. All those in favor? I'm not going to repeat it because we. Do you want me to repeat it?
No.
Okay. All those in favor?
We need a roll call.
Okay.
Wait a minute. So this is the budget we're voting on?
No. This is just the $80,000 of contingency.
Just checking.
Yeah, so I'll repeat it. $80,000 of contingency fund to be used to cushion the tax levy and to reduce the tax levy to 2.99%.
Don't need a roll call.
Right? Doesn't need a roll call. Yeah. So all those in favor, please raise your hands. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And oppose? 1, 2, 3. And so that passes 10-3. All right, and so that is passed. And so, do I have a mic?
So once that becomes those numbers become known, I would substitute those numbers for the resolution in front of us. We do know that it's 2.99% tax levy, and we can await the other numbers as fast as they come up.
36,837,645.
Okay.
Okay.
And the decrease in the tax rate would be?
13.5%.
Great. So I move those numbers.
Okay. All right. And seconds, seconded by Jim Dennis. All right. Any further discussion? Carol?
I have some problems with the last phrase there, specifying what the tax rate increase or decrease are, because I think it's complex.
It's the language that we've been used for years, and the way in which media and other people have been hearing us talking about it for years. So, if you have a suggestion, you may propose a suggestion. But
I would just say the tax levy increase of whatever the 3.21%, because I think it's a bit because it's very complex this year because of people's assessments, going to full value assessment on their homes.
So all right. So Carol has made that amendment. Is there a second?
No.
Okay. All right. That dies for lack of a second.
I could put in the word average before tax rate, so average tax rate decrease. It is a countywide average.
Right. That's true. All right. do I have a second for that?
Oh, no.
I second that.
All right. What is it?
Oh, I'm sorry. Oh, you accepted it's friendly.
Yeah.
Great.
Would you just explain what happened?
I'm sorry.
The motion that I made, I just added one word. I'll actually add two words. Countywide average. Because it's an average tax rate decrease. Every single home will be different.
Right. I think that's more accurate.
So just say levy increase of 2.99% and
countywide average tax rate decrease of 13.5%.
Thank you.
Okay, any more discussion? Frank?
Yeah, I just, while this is under 3%, I need a little time between tonight and tomorrow night to digest the impact of that change that I did support, taking the money out of contingent. Mm-hmm. What you said, Mike, really concerns me about next year and this the state. Are we going to try to change the date when we're going to vote on the budget? Because that's also in the resolution.
We will still go to public hearing because I think we've already passed that resolution on November 10th. After November 10th, we can do any of a number of actions. We can pass this tentative recommended budget if it passes tomorrow night. We can postpone. We will decide, after November 10th, what we hear from the public.
So we can decide that tomorrow,
Frank. Well, it isn't so much the public as it is what actions the state may take that are going to surprise us.
We can deliberate that in due course.
Okay.
All right. Are we ready for a vote?
I'd like to call the question.
Okay. All right. Questions we call. Do I have a second? All right. Seconded by Pam. All those in favor of calling the question? 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. And opposed? Mike and DeLiso, 2. All right, so that passes 11-2. All right, all of those in favor of adoption.
Roll call, please.
Right, all those in favor of. So this is for the adoption of amendments to the 2009 Tompkins County budget and 2009 to 2013 capital program. The tax levy amounts is a total of $36,837,645, resulting in an approximate tax levy increase of 2.99% and a countywide average tax rate decrease of 13.5%. All right, and roll call vote.
Mr. Burbank?
No.
Ms. Chalk?
Yes.
Mr. Dennis?
Yes.
Ms. Herrera?
Yes.
Ms. Kiefer?
No, this game of trying to meet the 3%, I just can't support. No.
Mr. Kuplinka-Lair?
Yes.
Ms. McAsey?
Yes.
Mrs. McBean-Claiborne?
Yes.
Mr. Proto?
No.
Ms. Robertson?
Yes.
Mr. Shinagawa?
Yes.
Mr. Sigler?
No.
Mr. Stevenson?
Yes.
9 ayes, 4 no.
All right.
Thank you, Nate.
Okay, thank you all.
Good job.
Great job, everybody.
Good job, Norman.
Yeah, and Norma and Steve and all the staff, David, everybody, all the county legislators, the clerks, everyone, my mom.
Excuse me. I think by the time we actually vote on this, and even by the time we have a public hearing, Steve Witcher won't be sitting here.
Oh.
I think we really need to. You know, we're going to say thanks to Steve a couple times in ways, but I think we really need to acknowledge your work, Steve. An amazing job, you know, working with the department heads and all your efforts all these years to educate us and to keep us on track. Thank you.
Yes, thank you so much, Steve. Yeah, but you'll be here tonight, right? All right.
Last board meeting.
Thank you.
Not over.